This is Marjolein from De Meulen, and again we have a new episode from People from Ibiza. And this time I'm in the water. Maybe you can hear sometimes a little bit the sound of the water, and because it's Victor's place. And a couple of weeks ago I was here at a women's circle and it was very nice, and Victor was gathering it, and I feel so connected and comfortable during this evening that you and S were serving all those ladies. It was a very special experience. So tell me, who is Victor?
Who is Victor? Victor is just a guy who wants to create something new in Ibiza. Yeah, since I came here, I was super lost, partying a lot. I wanted to come here to do something, to create a business, but I didn't know what was coming. My background was like, I was making parties. Like, I had a company in Alicante. We were doing like a festival, the university festival of the University of Alicante. And then also electronic parties. I was a DJ. So my life was like, I was earning a lot of money. Was super easy, no, but yeah, not much, like 3 months per year kind of working. And yeah, I was like, wow, with 23, 24 years, I was like, kind of easy. At the same time, this easiness, it became hard and frustrating.
And so. Why? Because you had your enough income and you had this party life.
Yeah, because I didn't know how to manage this party life, and also I didn't know really how to manage myself in the night when I was playing. I never had like hard addictions, but I found myself in the beginning was okay. Yeah, okay. You know, you drink something, it was okay because it was a big party once in a while, every 2 months. But then I became DJ resident from a club. And then I was there like Friday, Saturday, and even some Sundays. I saw myself like, what is going on? Like every Friday and Saturday I was like drunk, stoned, taking some substance, whatever. And I found myself like that was not okay for me. Like I always been like kind of healthy. I love sport, and yeah, I had my parties, but for me it was, yeah.
So you go through experience, and during this experience you find out you lost yourself.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes? I found like I was there like every time I was playing in an after party, and I was like, this is not okay. I'm gonna stop this. And then I stop taking anything, but it didn't work. I found myself like I couldn't play.
Wow, so you needed something to play.
Yeah, because I felt like, insecure, panic, same thing. I tried with a psychologist, but it didn't really work. And then I ended up like 1 year and a half, I was trying not to, and it was not working. It was really frustrating because music was like my life. It was my dream to be a DJ, and I was playing in big clubs where I was coming from a little town where I never had thought like, I cannot do this.
So you were living your dream life.
Yeah, definitely.
But you couldn't do it without drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
And that felt frustrated. You wanted to change it and you couldn't.
I couldn't.
How did that feel that you couldn't change this? You really took a decision by your mind. It doesn't feel good. I love my music, but without the drugs and the alcohol, I cannot make it anymore. What...
It's really painful. It was suffering because I was there sometimes with festivals with 15,000 people. So it was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, amazing. It's the best. Yeah, this is like a big orgasm. Like, be there with people and moving this energy. And suddenly you are like, oh, no, it wasn't me. Or yeah, it's me, but I don't know how to bring it back in a natural way. And this was not okay for me. I felt like I don't want to be an addicted. A lot of artists have this, and I don't want to be in my life. I want to have a good life. I want to live healthy. And I don't know. I was like, okay, then I'm going to have to give up everything. So I first I give up playing music and I continue with the business. But also the business started to fall down. Everything, it was crazy. It was a lot of weird things happening. And it was like, okay, then it was like the universe was telling me, this is not your path.
I don't know.
I felt that because it was like 4 festivals in Alicante never rains. And if it rains, it rains for 1 hour. So it was 3 festivals, 3 of them raining the whole day. And with a lot of lose a lot of money, yeah. Problem with the ayuntamiento, because people went out to the Decathlon and other big because it was like a, I don't know how to call it, like a lot of companies around where the festival was.
Yeah. So there was competitions and the live shows showed you a way that it's you had took a decision with your life.
So Victor. Life showed you the way that you had to take another direction because it was not working anymore.
Yeah. Really painful. And then
what happened?
Really painful.
Yeah.
Really like, I was really lost. I didn't know what to do with my life because I didn't finish my studies in the university because I started we did a party, it was crazy big. I say, okay, I don't finish. Then I end up doing a sound technician, but in the end, I didn't want to be a sound technician. So I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I had some money from the company, so I say, okay, came here, I rent a house, and then I said, I was still like a little bit, it's okay, I will find something, we will do something. But after 2 years, I spent all my money, totally broke up. I ended up doing like a business. Didn't work also. I knew also that, it didn't really work. I was like really broke up, like, I don't know, 500 euros in my account, not knowing what to do because, I have to work. And then a friend called me, hey, you want to come to clean rooms to Portinat, a part of the hotel in Portinat? Yeah, of course, whatever. And then I went there. It was super, super hard. I never did that before. It ended up everything really good. I ended up being the manager of the apartment hotel.
Wow.
And I made so much money.
Starting with cleaning and then by hard working you became the manager.
Yeah, a lot of circumstances also. It was like, this is crazy. I cannot believe it. I ended up like earning like a lot of money. Like it was again like, what is this? I could kind of do one of my dreams. It was come to Ibiza, do something good, and then travel in the winter, but like a big travel, no? And travel. And then I went to Asia for 4 months, Malaysia, Thailand, Hong Kong. And had a lot of fun. And finally, I saw these saunas outdoors. Because till there I was like I had no clue what to do with my life. Still, I, at least I had some money because I was struggling in the last year of having this work and I was enjoying a lot. And this, I had this inspiration with these saunas, with these sound baths. I found out like this was kind of my spiritual awakening. Let's say my first. I was. I never hugged anyone.
Oh, really?
I mean, even in my family, I don't know. And since then, I started then to go to contact dance, to some tantra workshops. I did a lot. Everything that I always, I was my prejudice, like, these people, freaks, I said, okay, I'm going to do everything what I don't want to do, what I think is super boring and really not cool. I ended up doing it, and it was crazy because that, before this trip, I also was ending up with my girlfriend.
I take your hat.
And I was finding myself, like, I still was using substance for partying. Not a lot. It was okay. But I ended up, like, still, I was going out, and I always was like, taking something. I was like, this is not okay. And it was kind of bringing me some problem with people, no? Not with myself. Like, and then I said, okay, this has to finish. How funny. I went there and I went to this amazing static dance in the middle of the jungle. Wow, I was crazy. I saw myself dancing like with anything, just with water. And then from there, yeah, my life made like a big change, definitely. Yeah, I end up with everything, nothing, alcohol. Or, yeah, I drink some wine sometimes, but yeah, I'm totally off. And when I go to party, you know. So this really gave me a lot of power, and also like I did a lot of work. No, I found out Wim Hof and his breath work. With that, I went into the ice cold or cold showers, into meditation. And then since then, I'm doing all the work that I can with all of this. And this is why I'm creating this, because I want to share what it gave me a lot of power. I was feeling really like, hey, no, for what to do with my life, definitely. I'm feeling like shit.
You find your way.
Yeah.
Wow, what a story. From a party boy to a spiritual victor here in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Congratulations with your hard work and finding yourself as well.
Thank you.
And now spreading it to other people. Because tell me something about this place on Ibiza, what you created.
Yeah.
Because we sit in a hot tub and behind us there are two saunas. And in front of us, ice bath.
Yeah, from the moment, these are the
fireplace. So
yeah.
Tell me something about what you create here.
Yeah, so as I told you, like I was super inspired there in Asia, in Thailand and in Bali, with these saunas outdoors. And I say, yeah, there are no outdoor saunas in Ibiza. How is this possible? Like I cannot believe it. I said, I'm gonna do it. Because I was looking for something. I was looking for a mission, because after I finished with my music, my company, I was like, I need some passion to do. For me, it's not, I cannot do a job. Yeah, I can, but my life goes like to hell if I'm not creating something that really is inspiring myself, at least. So with that, I say, okay, I'm going to do it. And I came here, I did the business plan, because this place was, I didn't have this place. This is part of the house that I'm living. But this was like a big garbage place. I was not allowed to come, and there was not sa familia. I was like, with this place, I was like, I want to do a beautiful garden here, clean it, and there was not like really a... Then I said, yeah, I'm going to do the business plan. We are going to present this to some beautiful places here in Ibiza, and then we will do the business. And after I did all this work with that, I end up saying to myself, I don't want to do this, like, with this people, like with a big business here. I want to create it myself. In the end, I don't know nothing about saunas. I love them. I was starting to know about all of these therapies, but yeah, I was like an amateur. So I said, okay, so then I have to learn, and I want to learn from myself, like from scratch. I want to do everything from zero. And that was like the starting of with the business plan, and to say, like, I'm not doing this. I don't want to go into a stress mode, because a lot of people was telling me, it's a really good idea. You have to go for it. You can make a lot of money. But yeah, I was seeing myself again with this, a lot of money, a lot of stress, a lot of people that are around that I don't want to be around these people.
You learned that from your lessons before, yes.
Yeah. And yes, okay, I'm going to do it myself.
Wow.
And then I came into this place. I have all the pictures, I have all the videos full of like, yeah, everything. Half car, motorbike, all these stones were here. Five tons we took out of shit.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, the machines were here. Like, but first I clean up all the garbage, all the plastic I'm still finding. And yeah, after 4 years of trying to get the place, before I knew for what it was the place, I wanted it because it's beautiful. It has
really
a really beautiful energy.
I want to be here, yeah.
I want to do something. But my landlord was like, no, this is not from the house, this is not for you, you don't need it. So in the end, yeah, I say, okay, then I leave the house because I need a place to do it. And then the next day, she said, okay, you have the place.
Wow.
So then I say, okay, then I'm going to do here the pilot, the test pilot. I'm going to start here to learn how this works.
And how does it work here on the island? When did you start it?
My landlord said yes to me like almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
From there, I said, okay, now I have to clean all of this and start building it.
And what do you create now? What is it, what you offer to Ibiza, to the people? And
Basically, this is an outdoor spa. Maybe I won't call it a spa, but right now I don't know how to call it. Anyway.
You have to find a name for it because it's an outdoor sauna.
It's an outdoor therapeutical space. So you can come here to have fun, improve your immune system with ancient cold and hot therapies with everyone can have in their house, but they don't know they are that good for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we take it from for granted because it's so easy and it's so cheap. We prefer to go to the pharmacy to take some pills and listen to these doctors that, there is so much disinformation. So, I'm losing myself right now.
No, it's good. You said...
this is the therapeutical space where you have fun.
Yeah.
Where you improve your immune system with the hot and the cold. And also the psyche, because we do sound baths around the fire. And also some exercises to connect with ourselves first and then with each other. So you come here, my intention, Liz, is that you come here and you leave the place that you could meet everyone. It's okay if you don't want to, but at least that you have the opportunity to meet everyone with at least meet more of the depth, you know? Like, you open yourself.
You really want to meet and to connect with the other person.
Yeah, I've been really shy all my life, or really, between shy and... how to say the word, but and antisocial sometimes, and I've been like, why I'm like this? I lose a lot of connection, a lot of beautiful people around me when I've been like there in a place like I don't want to talk with anyone, and then you end up talking and you say, well, I could go to my house and not meet this amazing person. Why? So we are like, so that's why I want for everyone to experience
to meet,
this.
To connect, and to give the water, to give knowledge about cold and hot water as well, so people can work on their own health.
Yeah, definitely, and sound bath. For me, music also is healing.
Yeah,
with the sound baths, for me, super beautiful to do it around the fire and feel the vibrations of the music. Now I'm preparing something with a sound system. To do also like kind of a vibrational, is it going to be electronic music? But everything is with the goal of relaxing yourself, calm down. For me, like this space, like when I came to Ibiza in 2000, I went for the party, but I also met the other area. And I love that it was a party and there was like kind of everyone in the party, all the characters.
Yes.
And I feel a lot of separation in the last years from everything. A lot of more, everything is more about the profit and about separating people, the beep, the hippies. I don't like this. I was going to the party, I was everyone like, wow, this is what it's amazing for me in Ibiza. Like, you met so many people that are so ridiculously different to you in every level. Wow, I love that. So I want to bring back these roots of Ibiza, of the chill out that we have in Café del Mar, where now you can go and you have a pre-party of music on. So I don't get that. I'm a techno DJ. I love electronic music, also hardcore. I love it. But I know that there is music for every time. So, and we need to calm.
Yeah.
And we need to relax. Both. Yeah, we need both.
Music
we
need to happy, yeah, you know, definitely. the more technical music and to dance and to connect on the dance floor with each other. We also need music for relaxation.
Definitely.
To be together, more silence in yourself.
Yeah.
So it's both. We all need this connection.
Definitely. Yeah, and Ibiza has a lot of party already, no?
Yeah.
So we need to expand now to have in balance the island.
Yeah.
So we can chill. We can connect with people. We can talk. Meanwhile, there is ambient music around to enjoy another kind of, not the beats of boom, 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 the whole time.
It's another kind of party as well.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, it's a celebration.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's like super beautiful. So basically, this is the idea of this place, which is still in construction, as you see. Like there is a lot to do still, but I had no resources. Definitely, I've been struggling a lot with my finances since I came here. I've been like roller coaster. But since like the last year where I started, a few people, they started to help me with this. Yeah, it's not much, but they do what they can, and well, I'm super grateful. Really,
it's a
really
beautiful grateful. Place, but also beautiful energy because you built it by yourself.
My father and some friends.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You had some help, of course, because it was a big, big job.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's exhausting sometimes when you are solo.
And now, if you're sitting here in the hot tub and just make some movement, music with your hands, because you're a music boy. I can see see it with your hands, and it's really very nice. So again, the music and the DJ life you had when you were 23, 24, in the young time, you bring it back here as well now, because the first night you had very nice music, and the first thing I ask, when is the first party here?
And it's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday, yeah.
And we have the first static dance.
So it's a static dance, and what do you do on this party?
It is not my party, this one. It's Ibiza Conscious Club.
Oh, it's organized,
It's organized by other people. Kind of collaborating, because I want to test the place for that, the sound system. But yeah, it's a danza del fuego, so it's dancing around the fire with beautiful music and beautiful beings, I hope so.
Yes, sure.
It's going to be fun, let's see.
And in combination with the hot tub and the sauna, they can take...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it would be lovely.
Gonna be fun.
It's totally new here. There is no outdoor sauna here in Ibiza.
Yeah.
And hot tub. I think maybe private people they have.
Yeah, no, there are some agro-tourisms are, but I mean the vibe is another thing.
Yeah, it's amazing vibe here. If you sit here, how do you feel about yourself that you created this?
I still sometimes I'm too much into my mind and I go like, oh, want to finish this. But definitely since the beginning, when this, the birth of this place, so when it came to life with people, it was in my birthday, last October, 9th of October, and I was inside the sauna, looking through the window with the fire and everyone around, everything as I was imagined, with the music, everyone in the ice bath, and I was crying. I was crying, and then I came out with my sister that helped me a lot too, and we were like, what left for? So yeah, I feel incredibly grateful to all the people that helped me.
Yes.
And to myself too, that I did it, because it was painful to believe in myself after these years of... So yeah, it's been hard for me, but now I feel like, yes, you have it, man. So I'm on it now. I created an association. It's Sauna Tribu de la Salud, so health tribe. And I want to expand these therapies for the people to know more about it, and bring in also people with another kind of therapies that they are also in this same kind of circle, no?
And that there are possibilities is to work on your own health.
Yeah, and personal development.
Yeah.
This is the way I want to go, and
it makes me very happy.
Yeah.
That you manifest this by yourself, and that you took this and you felt this in your body, or it was it a voice that you said, "No, I want to build something here. This is my idea. Where does it came from?"
From atheist that I have been in my 15, 16, 17, I had like a long journey, like, a very rational mind. I am, so I've been always not believing anything that I could not feel, like, I've been really, like, on the science space. But, the last 8 years, but the last 5 years became, like, really strong, like, there must be something else, and a lot of little things, which in the end were big things for me, changed my how my mind works, how I believe in things that you cannot see, or you cannot, I don't know how to explain this.
No, you found out something, there is more, but you cannot explain. It's just a feeling of vibration, whatever.
Definitely. What I said also, like, I've been always like someone really passionate about what I think it's good for me, and also to share with others.
Yeah.
So when I find this, it's like, that's what I want to do. It's super, really makes me alive.
Yes.
If not, I'm dead. Like, I had that years where I didn't know what to do. And I was like, almost in depression. Let's say not depression, but some time it was like really bad. So yeah.
This bad time also you claim out by yourself, eh?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
This is part of the process, no? You have to go there and then
sometimes you have to go deeper.
Yeah. Sometimes a lot of time.
Yeah.
A lot of time for me, like, again. No.
And it never will stop that way. Yeah, as well.
I know.
Because it stays to be in balance, what is good for me, good for the others. And that it's giving and receiving. So if you look back now in your life and the time on Ibiza, what did the island give to you?
A lot of teachings. Like, this island is kind of I feel like has big extremes. It's a lot of work, non-stop, non-free days, no? When you come here and a lot of people coming here to release energy, to release a lot of stress, no? And go crazy on drugs. And then the winter time, no work, peace, nothing to do. So let's say that this is a comparison that I can do with the emotions that you can have in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You can go high, you feel in love, you meet someone, wow, and then winter time brings you like, okay, what is this now? So I learned a lot. I imagine that this is everywhere is kind of the same. But I don't know why I feel like since I came here, it is in another way,
mm-hmm.
in another way. So a lot of teachings about myself, about knowing myself, about being there, like doing things that I never thought that I could do or being able and enjoy them. And I'm living my dream also. Like before to come here, it was crazy. I was not okay where I was. I was finishing with my business. Not finishing because I didn't take the decision till I came here. But I was like not okay. And then I went to the countryside of my grandparents, which is really similar to this one, tiny, and was made by my grandfather. Nothing, but the space is kind of the same. And I went there for 2 weeks, 1 or 2 weeks, solo. It's a space, there is no neighbors, it's in the nature, mm-hmm. nothing. Just there is a wheel with water, I brought food, and I enjoyed so much. I was like, I want to live in a place like this. I really want to. And then I was like, yeah, but I don't want to be solo. I want to meet people. I want to have a woman and also friends. What am I going to do? And then I came to Ibiza. I found this house. I make a picture. I sent to my grandmother. See what I found. This is going to be my new house. This is also one of my dreams, like living in the nature. I have my chickens. I breathe nature. I'm surrounded by this amazing trees, wall. But then, I can go there to Ibiza. I can meet a lot of interesting people from all over the world. I love it.
Yes.
So
I'm very happy to hear your love life and that you love it and what you create for yourself. And that's so important, what you said, that you need a goal to live your passion. And also what I learned from you, if it's good for me, it's good for the other. It really gives a good positive vibe and energy. And so I want to thank you for sitting here with you, and the sun is shining now in my face. Yeah, so it's all beauty. And for me, this place, it's really powerful. And around the rocks in the nature. And for me, I really feel and felt care.
Yeah.
And that you put so much effort in this, and also the nature
it's the nature
is coming out.
Yeah,
made the nature coming through, taking out all this stuff, and it seems like if the nature also appreciates what you did.
Yeah, definitely. Not the all a lot of the events that we have this year, it was like really windy, cold. Maybe I have to cancel. But then we came here, and this is like, as you say, it's a place which is done in a way where you never feel here, the cold or the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like amazing. You are here, it's like, January, super cold, and we were here in the night. And friends, how is this possible? This is so good. It feels so good. And then you come out. And like but here is your only the sound, but
it's like a
so definitely it's like a I don't know how to say, but like a womb of the mother.
Yeah, the womb of the mother.
Yeah.
It feels like a womb of the mother. Yeah, that it protects you.
This is a protected place. We had a tornado in Ibiza 2.5 years ago, more or less. The biggest tornado ever happened here in Ibiza. I was here and I was at home. It was 25 kilometers from Cala Gracio till Santa Agnes. We never had sea view from my house, and since then we had, like, destroyed so many trees in my house, take down, like, but trees like this, 18 meters, 20, fall down, like, 5. It destroyed everything. Here, nothing, not once, and all of them, they are like, they are not like really strong pines, they're kind of soft or thin, let's say, not soft. But they didn't
it's
touch
really
anything.
A special place, but,
and my house was like, the fence destroyed, they're like all everything flying around. Definitely this place has something. And everyone who comes here is say, wow, it has a big energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love to give my seminars here as well, but you know that.
Yeah,
we're gonna create this.
We will do.
On this special place, but my has more protection, like but we will manage this. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you
for your time and to be honest with your lifestyle and which you have go through your pain and depression and now here celebrating life just in connection. And to be contribute to yourself and to others. So I'm really grateful that I met you. And just create more beautiful things together. And thank you for watching and listening to this podcast. And visually
you get inspired by, even if you have a depression or don't feel very well or you feel stuck in life, please find your way to live your passion. And this is why we make this podcast, that we empower people that you have the strength to do this as well. So thank you very much for listening to this beautiful episode with Victor. See and listen. See you next time. And feel free to give a donation if you want to meet more people like Victor who inspire you and Ibiza. And of course, all his energy. So everything we will speak about, you receive wherever you are. So thank you very much for listening.